The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's November the 2nd, the second day of November. Good to have you here. We're going to talk today about Tiger Transit Movement. This is something I know absolutely nothing about, so I'm going to be educated by our two guests. We have Nicholas Wilkinson. Welcome to Radio Friends, Nicholas.
Hi.
And Annie Alvers, right?
Yes.
Good to have you here. And Nicholas, you're from the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. I've got a cousin who lives in San Antonio. And you grew up
in
Jefferson City in Missouri. It's good to have you both here today. Going to the university, tell me what the Tiger Transit Movement is.
So the Tiger Transit Movement is a new organization that is wanting to advocate for a modern and efficient transportation system for the students and the city alike.
Okay, so how are you doing that?
Well, our mission is to ask students what they want out of a transportation system, educate them on other efficient transportation systems in cities like Columbia, like Ames, Iowa, and Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and collect all that information and talk to both city and university leaders about what students really want.
So as far as the transportation system in Columbia, is it efficient? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it inefficient?
It has its, I guess.
It's better than no transit system.
Yes. And they have been improving a lot since last year when they were making all these cuts and route cuts. Now they've got the new FastCat route, which is just for students, and they're really trying.
It's for everyone, but it primarily serves students.
Right.
Well, okay,
right.
When I was coming in here today down Broadway, I saw one of these great big buses. I mean, and it's one of the biggest buses I've seen in Columbia. It's painted all yellow, and I guess it was a FastCat.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it said, you can track this bus online. Now, did you mean you can go online and see where the bus is?
Yeah, they put GPS tracking on all the city bus routes. But the FastCats, they're kind of like flagship new route, so they stress that one more. But it's for everyone, and all the buses have... They were having some problems initially, but I'm pretty sure they all work now. But yeah, you can go on your phone or on the website and see where all the buses are. So if you're at the bus stop, you can say, oh, the bus is just around the corner. Or if you're in your office right up the street from the bus stop, you go, oh, I better get down there now.
Because the bus is coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. That was just this year that it happened?
Yeah, just over the summer and the start of the semester.
So what are the students who are attending class, how are they feeling about this, and what are they saying?
Well, the university actually did a survey about that where they asked students that exact question, and So right now the students have the shuttle routes from the commuter parking lot, and that's about the only one that went to campus. So you had to park your car at the university commuter lots. Now there's the one that goes downtown. There's always been the black and gold routes if you live in those certain apartment complexes up Old 63. Mm-hmm. So if you live there, you could just hop on the bus and it would go to the student center. But if you lived most other places, you had to drive your car into campus and then park. Yeah, so obviously a lot of the students wanted more bus routes to go where they live.
Are the students going to use those bus routes when they get them?
Well, if they're convenient, they'll use them. I mean, if it takes, half an hour to get from your apartment to there versus 5 minutes to drive, and then I can walk from the parking lot to get to my class faster, then they'll want to do that versus riding the bus for half an hour. So,
but think about the energy that's going to be conserved if people take the bus instead of everybody driving their car.
Right. We're advocating for that.
Okay, you are advocating
for
that.
Yeah, we want them to take the bus. It saves the student money from gas, car insurance, wear and tear.
Right. So are you having rallies to inform the students about this? How are you getting the word out?
Last semester, we actually did have a student forum. It was attended by about 40 students.
That's all?
Yeah. We're a small group, so we need a lot of help recruiting.
You had 40 students come. How many students are at the university?
You know, I don't know. There's thousands, yeah. But I don't know the exact number.
Okay, so hopefully by getting the word out here today, maybe maybe that'll help.
Yeah,
some.
Yeah, hopefully.
Are you having another rally?
As a contrast, the university held forum had 5 people go. So
okay,
we did better.
You had 40. The university had 5. Why don't you hold another rally and we'll announce it right now? Do you have one coming up?
I don't know. Do we?
We don't have one planned, but if people want to learn more about us and get updates, they can like us on Facebook, Tiger Transit Movement on Facebook.
Okay, so if you're listening right now and you want to have more information about this Tiger Transit Movement, which really is good for everybody, mm-hmm. It's good for the students, it's good for the community, it's good to save money, it helps reduce pollution. It helps reduce our need to import more fuel.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah. Did I leave anything out?
I think
I covered it all.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
Okay. I sounded like a politician there, didn't I? But if you want more information on this, what's the website or that they go to?
They can like us on Facebook or email us at tigertransitmovement@gmail.com.
Okay. Email at tigertransitmovement@gmail.com.
Yes.
And you will get back to them.
Definitely.
All right. I do hope you get some response from this, because it seems to me like it is a win-win situation for everyone.
That's what we feel like, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anything else that you want to add? We've got a little bit of time left here.
I guess we can talk. There's another organization that's run by citizens called PedNet.
Oh, yeah.
The PedNet Coalition.
Yeah.
And we've worked a lot with them on doing it. So if you're if for some reason you don't want to talk to us, the students, and you want to talk to another community organization,
go contact PedNet.
Contact PedNet.
I don't know why they wouldn't want to talk to you, though, because you're both such friendly people.
I don't know.
You got an honest-looking face, a friendly smile, and all they have to do is email you at tigertransitmovement@gmail.com.
Yep.
When do you feel, if this all works out, that you're going to have all of the parts of the puzzle in place?
Well, the university contract for the shuttle routes runs out in 2 years, right? Year and a half?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can get a plan together then, and in the restructuring of the contract between the university and the city, we can make all these other changes.
Are you going to still be here in 2.5 years?
1.5 years, but no, unfortunately, we both graduate in May.
And you're getting married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
In June, yeah.
All right. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We're out of time for today. Thank you for coming, Annie and Nicholas. Tomorrow, MU Healthcare and the Columbia Art League are our guests. That'll be Monday, actually, since this is Friday, November the 2nd. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see on the air, it's pepperp@missouri.edu. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you. Bye-bye.